today's episode, traditional long-term care insurance isn't the only type of LTC coverage you can offer your clients. Learn about the alternatives to long-term care insurance and why they belong in your portfolio. You're listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. Thank you for joining us for ASG episode 140, Why LTCI Alternatives Are Important in Today's Market, written by Roxanne Anderson. You can't move against the winds of change. Standalone long-term care insurance, or LTCI for short, is no longer the only form of protection consumers have against unexpected healthcare costs during retirement. With their unique designs, non-traditional forms of LTCI coverage, like linked benefit life and annuity LTCI plans and short-term care insurance plans, have taken the market by storm. Advisors looking to manage successful practices must present these products as reliable alternatives to traditional long-term care insurance, taking care not to overlook the latter's inherent value. Why is that? First, because of their guaranteed paid benefits and other perks. Though they can be more expensive than traditional policies, non-traditional LTCI plans, like linked benefit life and annuity combination plans, also sometimes called hybrid life and annuity combination plans, can guarantee something use it or lose it standalone long-term care insurance plans do not. Paid benefits, even if LTC coverage is not needed. 36% of participants in Life Happens and LIMRA's 2016 Insurance Barometer study marked this unique perk as a reason why they're interested in life/LTCI combo products. Generally speaking, policyholders are not guaranteed a benefit with traditional long-term care insurance. They could pay for a policy for years and then never need the policy to pay out. With linked benefit LTCI, policy owners can basically buy a special type of annuity or life insurance policy and then use the policy's cash value or death benefit to pay for long-term care expenses. If they end up not needing LTC or don't need to use all of their policy's funds to cover any care they do need, the remaining funds can go to their designated heirs when they pass. Depending on the carrier and the product, underwriting for linked benefit LTCI plans may be streamlined instead of full underwriting, which is also a common caveat associated with traditional LTC insurance. Additionally, with linked benefit annuity/LTCI and life/LTCI policies, policyholders don't have to worry about potential rate increases, something that keeps some prospective buyers from purchasing traditional long-term care insurance. Now, let's look at the market interest and growth potential of linked benefit LTC solutions. Non-traditional LTCI solutions present easy-to-understand, outside-the-box ways people can obtain extended care coverage. While different is not necessarily better, market research tells us consumers and carriers alike may be open to new long-term care insurance options. In 2017, LIMRA reported that since 2012, standalone individual LTCI sales have dropped 60%. Meanwhile, research from this same organization shows that LTC combination product sales have been climbing over the last few years. Not only do hybrid long-term care insurance products evidently appeal to consumers, but it seems they've piqued the interest of insurers as well. Milliman Incorporated found that in 2016, only 17 insurers were selling traditional policies, with two of those carriers doing around 50% of the sales. LIMRA previously reported at the end of 2016, around 20 carriers were already offering linked benefit life products, and 5 were offering hybrid annuity products. Whereas many carriers have packed their bags and left the traditional LTCI market, New carriers continue to enter the hybrid market and bring innovative plans to the table. The Department of Health and Human Services estimates that 52% of individuals in the United States will need long-term care services and support after they turn 65. However, in 2014, only 11% of adults ages 65 or older had LTC coverage, according to a study by Urban Institute. Now and into the future, there should be a lot of potential for LTCI sales. By including non-traditional LTCI solutions in your portfolio, you'll be able to present reliable and popular solutions to more individuals and better help those who may not be able to qualify or afford a traditional plan. So, what about helping those who quote unquote can't be helped? Imagine you have a client named Bob. Let's say he is a healthy 84-year-old man or a 56-year-old man who's had some health issues. He wants to purchase some form of financial protection against major unexpected healthcare costs in his retirement. Can Bob purchase traditional long-term care insurance in either of these scenarios? He can try, but his chances are slim to none. Traditional LTCI carriers typically only issue policies up to age 79 and can be difficult to qualify for if your clients have certain pre-existing conditions that make them ineligible for long-term care insurance. But let's switch our scenario around a little bit. What if Bob is a healthy 65-year-old man, but he's only able to spend a maximum of $45 every month on his plan? Or what if Bob's healthy, identical twin sister, Barb, is living on a similar budget and also wants coverage? Would a standalone long-term care insurance policy be a good fit for either of them? Probably not. Traditional long-term care insurance rates are gender and age-based, and they can get expensive, especially for women and older seniors. We're talking an average annual premium of $1,870 for a 55-year-old man and $2,965 for a 55-year-old woman. That's a difference of over $1,000 per year just because the client is a woman. Those numbers come from the American Association for Long-Term Care Insurance's 2018 National Long-Term Care Insurance Price Index, which we will have a link to in our show notes. Now, back to Bob and Barb. It's not looking like either of them will qualify for an LTCI policy. However, they may still be able to qualify for and afford a linked benefit annuity / LTCI product or short-term care insurance. Linked benefit annuity / LTCI policies tend to have less underwriting than hybrid life / LTCI and traditional LTCI plans. And while a short-term care insurance policy doesn't offer individuals coverage for as long as an LTCI plan, it could still protect them from some of the costs of their care. The American Association for Long-Term Care Insurance reports approximately 4 in 10 LTCI claims last less than 1 year. While non-traditional long-term care insurance products have become increasingly popular and may open the doors to coverage for more individuals, they should not replace standalone LTCI products altogether. It's important to recognize traditional LTCI is not going anywhere just yet, and keep this type of product in mind when you're working with clients. Rate hikes and carriers leaving the market have made people apprehensive of purchasing traditional long-term care insurance. However, over the last few years, carriers have modified standalone policies to make their rates more sustainable over time, taking into consideration low lapse and interest rates and claims data. Additionally, when it comes down to which LTCI product provides consumers more for their money, the answer is often traditional long-term care insurance. There's a chance that someone could buy a traditional LTCI policy, pay thousands of dollars in premiums over several years, and never need the policy. Should that someone go with a non-traditional form of LTCI and get fewer long-term care benefits? Maybe, but it really depends on what the individual can afford now and over time, their need or desire for life coverage or guaranteed income, and if they view their risk of needing LTCI like they view their risk of needing cell phone, car, or home insurance. In the words of one long-term care industry expert, if we, the LTC brethren, continue to market the same way we have over the last 15, 20, 25 years and expect sales to change, we're kidding ourselves. Bottom line, if you're looking to continue growing your LTC business, you can't ignore which way the wind is blowing. You can keep your roots, but stay flexible. And if you have questions about adding these types of products to your portfolio, our expert staff is just a click of the mouse or a phone call away. We will have the link to get a hold of them in our show notes, along with the links to all of the studies and articles we mentioned in this episode, including the text version of this episode, which also appeared in the September 2018 issue of Insurance News Net magazine. If you like what you heard here today, now would be a great time to click on that subscribe or follow button and make it official. It's completely free for you to do that, and it's super beneficial for our team here at Ritter Insurance Marketing. This is because it lets us know that you like what you heard, you want to hear more of it, and it helps our rankings in all the different listening apps that are out there, which gives us more visibility, which leads to more downloads, which tells us to make more content that you can use to make your job that much easier. That's what we're all about here at the Agent Survival Guide podcast. Our goal is to help you survive today and thrive tomorrow, regardless of how much experience you might have in the industry. So please subscribe, follow, like our podcast. Again, it doesn't cost a thing, and it's worth so much, not just to us, but to all of our listeners out there. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. We will see you next episode.